Tumenim speaking, Musqueam people.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, the most forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 30th of September, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, did you miss me? I'm back. In case you didn't notice, I've been away from the mic for the past 3 weeks. Let's just see how much I can remember. It's just like riding a bike, right? Let's see, here goes. Coming up, we're going to talk to Rena Cohen of Real Wheels Theater about Creeps, David Freeman's play about living with cerebral palsy. And I'm going to talk a lot about what I've been up to this summer, including Comfort Cottages, which opens tonight at the PAL Studio Theater in beautiful Coal Harbor. Plus, Callboard, sort of, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, let's get right into some music because I have to make a phone call and I need to figure out how to work the phone again. So let's let's pick one. This is a good friend of the show, Reed Jameson. He's a very prolific singer-songwriter. He's been working for years, putting out great material with his partner, Carolyn. And lately, he's been doing some tributes to some of his favorites. He did the Presley sessions, and now he's got a new one out called "Dear Leonard," which is his favorite Leonard Cohen songs. And he's going to be he and Carolyn are going to be performing live at the Cottage on Main Street. Around King Edward and Maine, and that's going to be happening Sunday. I believe it starts at 4 o'clock, but I will double check and make sure. To keep you entertained while I remember how the phone works, this is Reed doing his cover of Leonard Cohen's Tower of Song. Oh, I have to. You see, I knew it. I knew it. I had everything set up, and I forgot to hit the button. Okay. So we do that, we do that. No, that's not right. Oh, that's why. I gotta get rid of that. Okay. All right, I'm ready now. Here he is, Reed Jameson, Tower of Song.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing. Not long, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. I was born like this, I had no choice. I was born with the gift of a golden voice and 27 angels from the great beyond. They tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song. So you can stick your little pins in that voodoo doll. I'm very sorry, baby, it doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. They don't let a woman kill you, no, not in the Tower of Song. Say that I've grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor. And there's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, I hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. Don't know how the river got so wide, but I loved you, baby, way back when. And all the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we lost. We'll never, no, we'll never have to lose it again. Bid you farewell, I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track. But you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in a Tower of Song. Well, my friends are gone and my hair
is gray. I ache in the places I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song.
Man, that guy's got a lovely voice. That's Reed Jamison, Vancouver's own. And that's his version of Leonard Cohen's Tower of Song. And it is featured on Reed's latest release. It's called Dear Leonard, the Cohen Collection. It features covers of seven Leonard Cohen songs, plus an original that Reed wrote himself called Dear Leonard. And Reed and Carolyn Mill are going to be performing on Sunday at the Cottage Bistro. That's at Main and 25th, 4468 Main Street. And the doors open at 3. The show starts at 4. And it's a CD release party. So you'll be hearing all the songs from the CD, plus a lot of Reed's own original stuff and some of his favorites from the Presley sessions and 50s era classics. And it's just going to be an all-around fun show at the Cottage on Sunday afternoon. And if you can get in on the advance sales, you get a free CD. So check it out. Just go to Facebook. It's Reed Jamison Dear Leonard event page, and all the details are on that. You're listening to Dave Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. And on the phone right now, we've got Rena Cohen. No relation to Leonard, I imagine, or are you?
You know, I'm an ex-Montrealer, so I used to run into Leonard on the street, but no relation other than, you know, by 6 degrees.
Yeah.
Wish I was.
By contact, if not necessarily by blood.
That was a fantastic cover of that tune.
Isn't that beautiful? Just so much, and the violin is Ann Lindsay, who plays with Blue Rodeo.
And that came through. That was beautiful. I loved
great,
it.
Great way to start it. Rena, you are the dramaturge and producer of Creeps, which is a production of Real Wheels Theatre.
And that's right. I'm the managing artistic director of Real Wheels Theatre, and we're a company that creates and produces performances that deepen understanding of the lived experience of disability.
Mm-hmm.
So we do professional projects, and we do community projects, and we take leadership in the sector by, you know, looking to enhance accessibility for not only for patrons with disabilities, but also artists with disabilities and technicians, any backstage workers. We're also doing some curriculum development to develop artists with disabilities, to develop a customized program specifically to address the needs of artists with disabilities. And Creeps is a show that we're really excited to be producing. It's going up at the Culch this December 1st to the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an incredible play, and we've got a marvelous, integrated, interesting, talented cast and set of great director and set of designers as well. So it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, I like integrated is an important part of it, because you use some of the best abled actors in town, but also a great group of actors with various challenges and disabilities too.
You know, and this is the first time that this production, and this is a very important play in terms of Canadian theater history,
mm-hmm.
and this is the first time that the production has a truly mixed ability cast.
Wow.
So it's a cast of seven local actors, and three of them are artists who live with disability. And they're being given an opportunity here, and we're so excited to be able to do this, to portray characters also who live with disability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a really interesting process. I mean, we're just about to start rehearsal very, very soon, but they're already doing some research, because they're all portraying characters who live with CP, with cerebral palsy. And so, you know, of course there's unique challenges specific to that kind of an artistic process, an actor process,
mm-hmm.
and kind of a different process when you're already negotiating a physical disability of your own.
So are you saying that these are actors that that have cerebral palsy or that don't? Or,
you know, first of all, I should mention, we never ask people to disclose what their disability is,
yes.
right? But yes, it happens in this case that one of our actors lives with CP.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the actors have other disabilities, live
right.
with different, they're all visible disabilities.
Yeah.
And, you know, CP is a condition that exists across a vast, vast range of presentation, right? So that's one of the pieces that, you know, as the writer, David Freeman, the late writer, wrote, and he lived with CP himself, you know, as he wrote about it, one of the key parts of the actor process is going to be to have to research this condition and find a way that's authentic to the character,
yeah.
You know, to present each character. And you know, and there's, of course, a lot of artistic freedom in terms of doing that.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, as an actor myself, I'm just fascinated by the challenge of taking on something, you know, a physical condition or manifestation that isn't part of your own experience, but at the same time having to deal with your own challenges.
Well, you know, we're working with incredibly smart, talented people.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, it's a layer of the process
yeah.
that we, you know, that we bring in because we think it's so important to see disability represented in our stages in an authentic way.
Yeah.
In a meaningful way. You know, disability exists across all sectors of society, but we don't tend to see that reflected on our professional stages.
Well, diversity is an issue, you know, especially in the Vancouver theater, in all realms. And this is just one of them.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just saw, like, incredible performances in the Paralympics, right?
Yeah.
International, you know, Paralympics. And I think it's we're gradually awakening to the recognition that disability is part of the vast range of human experience
yeah.
and gradually losing, you know, gradually this community, people with disabilities, you know, are being more recognized, less marginalized, but there's still a long way to go. You know, we play a very small role here at, you know, with Real Wheels by
mm-hmm.
mounting productions that are intended. We have a mandate to deepen understanding of disability, and we can do that through the narrative form, we can do that through our storytelling, and we can do that through casting. You know, what's so exciting is with this particular show, we're covering so many different parts of that. We're touching on so many of those bases. We're doing it through the casting, we're doing it with the story, and we're also, you know, doing it with a piece of Canadian theater that really changed the way theater was done in Canada.
Well, tell me some more about that. Tell me, who was David Freeman, and why was Creep such an important play when it came out?
Well, David Freeman, first of all, as I mentioned, lived with cerebral palsy,
mm-hmm.
and he had some of the experiences that he really reflects on in this play in a very, I should say, a very hilarious and raw and ferocious way.
Good.
So he had at one point worked in what they used to call euphemistically a sheltered workshop. And these were workshops where people with disabilities were given mundane tasks to do and paid just pennies a day. And this play is set in the men's washroom of one of such facilities. And the men are tired of the way they've been treated, and they're rebelling and they're barricading themselves in the washroom. And that's where this, you know, that's the set. That's where it takes place. And, you know, Freeman wrote in a very, you know, very brutal, kind of uncompromising way. The dialogue's very sardonic. It really drives the show. There's tremendous, you know, the tension of the oppressed is expressed with this raw ferocity and clarity that you didn't see on Canadian stages before this. And so it really changed the way and gave a new voice. And it was so exciting that a new voice for Canadian playwrights, you know, was being led by an artist who lived with disability.
Mm-hmm. And this was around 1970, 71?
It was first, yeah. It was originally written back in the 1970s. And
mm-hmm.
it was the play that actually opened two important theaters, two of Canada's most important theaters, a Factory Theater and the Tarragon, both in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very important and special piece. It's a brilliant play. It's a funny play. And we're doing this now. We're looking at how far we've come,
yeah.
right? And still how far we need to go with regard to equity for people who live with disabilities.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very exciting. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. It's going to be at the Historic Theater at the Culch in
it's
December.
At the Culch, December 1st until the 10th. We preview on the 30th. It so happens as well, December 3rd lands on International Day of Persons with Disabilities, so we're having a special event that night.
Mm-hmm.
We have a matinee. We're offering ASL and audio description. There's post-show discussions on the 4th and the 6th, and tickets are already available on the Culch box office. So, yeah, we invite you. We've made the tickets also very accessible price-wise, and we invite you to come and see the show. I know that you won't walk away disappointed. You're going to love it.
Yeah, and bear in mind, it's a short run. It's the 1st to the 10th of December, and it sounds like the kind of thing that the tickets will be gobbled up pretty fast, so get on it.
They will. It's here and it's gone.
All right.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and I'm really excited about it. Hope it goes really well.
We'll see you at the Culch in December.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Great, thanks.
But what are kings when regiment is gone? But perfect shadows in a sunshine day. UBC Theater and Film presents Edward II by Christopher Marlowe, September 29th to October 15th at the Telus Studio Theater in the Chan Center. For tickets, visit theaterfilm.ubc.ca or call 604-822-2678. Monarch. Prisoner. Corpse.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Now, when we first started this show, a long time ago, we said this was all about nepotism. You know, my nephew's band, someone I did a show with, someone my wife works with. Well, this guy fits in that last category. It's Ace Martins. So we got an email from local musician. And, well, let me just read you his press release, because he's got quite a story. When Nigerian-born Oluwatoni Eraoi, oh my God, I'm butchering his name, Eraoi, moved to Canada in 2012, he had no idea he was born to sing, let alone groom other artists. He has just earned his bachelor's degree in public relations. He had just earned his bachelor's degree 2 years before coming to Vancouver. He now brings what he describes the best live music from an African community in Vancouver, showcasing Vancouver's best African descent performers at a launch party of his new label, One Nation. And that is happening tonight at the Tom Lee Concert Hall on the third floor of 929 Granville Street, right in the middle of downtown Vancouver, 7 o'clock tonight. Now, this stage is going to feature rising local artists, Coyote, G-Doz, Yvonne Kush, and other local. I hope I'm not butchering your names. And so please forgive me, but I'm doing my best here. And Vancouver's renowned female MC and rapper Ndidi Cascade. And then, of course, Oluwatoni later closes the event after a live performance of his latest 2016 single, One Cure, which we are going to hear right now. So once again, at Tom Lee Music tonight, 7 o'clock, the launch party of a brand new local music label, One Nation.
And the ultimate force that aligns everything so neatly. Meet me down by the edge of the ocean, get swept by the waves in motion. Everyone connected, introspective, so perfected. Now we stand, we are all one people. Stay strong to the day we are equal. Sing a song for the state of the world, making a pearl in the eye of the sequel. Cause our story will move mountains, and we pray for the youth in the fountain. And it starts from the heart, let your soul take part. Take it to the top of the skyline.
War after war, lives that we lost, that ancestors saw. And nowadays, all of the cranes bear in their hearts of the kids that we raise. What is the cure? Not really sure. More than enough, but we search it for more. Luxury bags, fast body cars. How many things that we love never last? Love is the key.
So that was nice. Once again, that is One Cure. That's the new song by Tony Arroyo. And he is going to be performing along with a whole bunch of other great folks to help launch One Nation, brand new label that's going to bring out a whole bunch of great local artists in the time to come. So you go to Tom Lee Music on Gravel Street. Show starts at 7 o'clock up on the third floor. Do not miss it. You heard me. Let's get funky.
Ladies and gentlemen, this song is about a man who lived in the black. But the funk helped him to get into the red. It's called Payday.
Yeah, that's Five Alarm Funk. All right, here on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. For those of you regular listeners who may be surprised to hear my voice once again, I've been away for a while. The reason I've been away is because I have been I've been busy. I've been doing stuff, and sometimes doing stuff means you have to be somewhere else on a Friday at noon, and I was in rehearsal. That's actually my first full professional contract where I actually had to rehearse during the day. I've been doing community theater for the last 20 years where you rehearse at night and on weekends when you're not working, but this is an actual job, and so rehearsing during the day. It's called Comfort Cottages. We talked about it on this show a year ago. Western Gold Theater, one of our favorite guests, was producing it. And it was last year when we talked about it, it was a staged reading, kind of a workshop. And now the play is in full form. And I guess they liked the interview enough that they invited me into the cast. So you get to see me on stage. Wait,
which you probably have had a chance to do most of the year anyway. I've been kind of busy doing that. But let me tell you about Comfort Cottages. It's a story about a woman, a retired high school principal, who receives notice that a distant aunt of hers, kind of estranged from the rest of the family, nobody really knew much about her, but she finds out that the aunt has passed away and has put her in the will. And the reading of the will, she finds out that the aunt had a property, a motel, with six cottages off on the side of the highway, and she has left it to her niece. And when she takes possession of the property, she finds that the aunt had turned the motel into a roadside brothel for lonely truckers and traveling salesmen. And so now she has to be, she has to face face this new reality. The brothel itself had closed down when the aunt died, but she still has to stick around and sort of take care of some of the clientele that may not have realized that things had changed. And I get to play one of the clientele. It's a delightful, delightful play. It's got an amazing cast of veteran actors who some of you, some of your parents may have seen or your grandparents may have seen on stage at the Playhouse or the Arts Club from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I'm talking about people like Annabelle Kershaw, Vince Medcalf, Terrence Kelly, Keith Martin Gordy, Marley Walchuk, Marilyn Gann, who was on Everwood, Suzanne Ristick, another great local writer and actor, and me, your humble host. And Steve James is in it, too. So it's directed by Anna Hagen. The set is brilliant. The sound is brilliant. The direction is brilliant. The acting is brilliant. It's just a great play. And it's written by two residents of the Performing Arts Lodge, which is a home for retired performing artists. Jane Clayton and Judy Jin Walchuk. And Judy was a jazz singer with Bobby Hales back in the 70s and that, too. And this is their first shot at writing a play, and I think it's they've done a great job. I'm really proud to be part of it. So please check out Comfort Cottages. It's happening. We open tonight, and it's happening right up until the 23rd of October at the Performing Arts Lodge, which is in Cole Harbor, right down on Cardero Street, right across the street from the White Spot. And we've got shows Tuesday to Saturday at 7:30, matinees Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock. WesternGoldTheater.org is the website, and there's also a Facebook page for it, too. So just look up Comfort Cottages on Facebook, and you will find out all about that. So there you go. There's my shameless plug of the week.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Join us for Football Fridays this week as your UBC Thunderbirds seek redemption against the surging Manitoba Bisons. 6 p.m. this Friday on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and online at CITR.ca.
I was going to say something, but I'm just going to play music instead. This is the Sojourners.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Sister, aren't you glad that you passed that simple army? Sister, aren't you glad that the seas gave away? Sister, aren't you glad that you passed that simple army? Sister, aren't you glad that the seas gave away? Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away.
Well, God called Moses to the mountain top.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away.
Then he put his laws into Moses' heart.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. You passed that simple army. Sister, ain't you glad that the seas give away? Sister, ain't you glad that you passed that simple army? Sister, ain't you glad that the seas give away? Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
Well, if you get there
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
You may look for me, cause I'm coming too.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Sister, aren't you glad that you passed that simple army? Sister, aren't you glad that the seas give away? Sister, aren't you glad that you passed that simple army? Sister, aren't you glad that the seas give away? Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
Another show that's closing this weekend is Catching Fire, the musical. This is the sequel to last year's fringe hit, Hunger Games, the musical. And it's based on, loosely based on the Suzanne Collins novels and films. And it's continues the story of Katniss Everdeen as she defies the Capitol, plays with PETA's heart, and belts out songs in the styles of Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande. And if you missed last year's show, don't worry, because they catch up with a show-stopping recap of Hunger Games, the musical, before the Catching Fire musical starts. It's happening on Granville Island at Studio 1398, which is right, you know, in that that just before you make the left-hand turn, after you made the right-hand turn by the Granville Island Brewery, and It closes this weekend. There's a show tonight, a show tomorrow night, and a matinee Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And you can get tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. Just look for Catching Fire, the musical. All right, let's take a quick look at the audition list. This provides information on shows all over Greater Vancouver, professional, semi-professional, community theater, all that kind of stuff. Theater in the Country in Maple Ridge is doing the musical of Miracle on 34th Street, the classic story of the kindly old man who truly believes he is Santa Claus and the little girl that has faith in him and all the rest of the people that want to go after him. Let's see, it's happening in December. The auditions are this weekend, the 1st and 3rd, and that's in Maple Ridge. Also this weekend, auditions for Crossing Delancey, a play by Susan Sandler that's happening at Metro Theater, directed by Allison Schamberger. The play itself runs January 20th to February 11th. The auditions are Sunday and Tuesday at Metro Theater, which is 1370 Southwest Marine, which is right at the far south end of Granville Street. Sidekick players are doing Art, which is a fine three-hander, directed by Jacqueline Keith. And that is happening, the play is happening in January. The auditions are Tuesday, October 11th. So you got a week and a half to prepare for that one, and that'll be with sidekick players in Tawasin. Then we've got Christmas Art Talent, which is produced by the Forte Theatre Society. And Nancy Vigneault, a friend of the show, is going to be directing that one. The production happens in November. The auditions are Wednesday, October 5th, at the Cameron Community Complex on Cameron Street in Burnaby. We've got Spring Awakening, which is the play that I did with Nancy a couple of years ago. And that is going to be produced by Tomosuru Players. Gerald Williams is directing that one. Auditions are at the Mount Pleasant Community Center, which is right at Number 1 Kingsway, in the Flatiron Building at 7th and Kingsway. And the auditions are happening October 14th and 16th. The production itself will be in February at the Powell Studio Theater, which is where Comfort Cottages is happening right now, by the way, in case you hadn't heard. Fire Hall Arts Center is doing, this looks really cool. First of all, friends of the show, Andrew Cohen and Anna Kuman have conceived and will be directing a play, a show called Circle Game, which presents the music of Joni Mitchell. And they call it a reimagining. And this is, it's a new production based on the songs of Joni Mitchell. And they explore how her themes of love, loss, ambition, and environmentalism are just as relevant today as when the songs were written. They're looking for actors who are strong contemporary singers, if you can do pop, rock, jazz, gospel, any kind of thing like that, and musicians. So if you can play something, anything, guitar, bass, drums, piano, violin, cello, accordion, trumpet, whatever, come to the Fire Hall Theater. They want you to submit first, so just submit firehall at firehallartcenter.ca. Make sure you put Circle Game Auditions in the subject line, and let them know if you're a member of Equity or anything like that. The auditions are going to be happening at the end of October, October 20th and 21st, but they want you to submit by the 14th, and the show itself will be happening in April. North Van Community Players doing Charlie's Aunt, and that is auditioning in the end of October. And let's see, everything else is sort of happening later in the year. And so we'll get to that next week. Because we are rapidly running out of time. Let's see, I got time for... No, I don't got time for... I think we just have time to say goodbye. So that's our show. Thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. This week's shout-out goes to tireless Vancouver theater artist, writer, director, actor, and jovial man about town, Jay Hamburger of Theater in the Raw. Oh, I just got it. Hamburger, Raw. Very clever, Jay. I've known you for 8 years. I just figured it out. Anyway, Jay has been honored with the 2016 Mayor's Award for Community and Engaged Art. Well-deserved. Keep it up, pal. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. A great new show, Fresh Slice, is up next, followed by Radio Zero at 2. And then at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette presents. And there's football, Thunderbirds football tonight. So don't miss out on that. Dave Radio returns next week at the same time. Bye-bye.
At me, and you will know our love was meant to be. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl. The arms I long for will open wide, and you'll be proud to have me. Once more, and then you'll